Dr. Gerter with another psychological podcast. And today's podcast, I'm giving away the number one tip on how to get your point across in a communication in such a way that you get maybe what you need and you don't get an angry response from the listener. And it's simply based upon one theory. And the theory is that it is not what other people do to us that get us upset. It is how we interpret what they did to us. And so when you go under that theory, you have to believe that you own the feelings. The person didn't make you feel that way. You did that by yourself. And when you own the feelings, you tend not to blame the person, and they tend not to become defensive right away. They might get defensive, but at least they will not immediately become defensive, and you might get your message across. So, how do we do that? We get rid of the word you and replace it with the word I. And so the format of the sentence changes. Instead of pointing your finger at someone and saying, you got me angry when you did this, this, and this, or when you said that and that and that, you change it to, I feel upset when this happens, whatever that is, and I would feel much better if that happened. So here's the deal. We have to come up with a way to explain to the individual who did something that we're upset with what they did without attacking. And human beings are pretty simple in the sense that they only have a small group or a small constellation of behaviors. So when you say to someone, don't do that, whatever it might be, the odds are they're going to do it again, unless you can come up with a substitute behavior that is better and might work better for you, because you need to essentially teach the person, here's what you can do so that I can respond better. Now, a classic example, I have to think of one, might be something like, I get angry when we get into an argument and other people are brought into it. And I would feel much better if we would stick to the point and not bring my brother or your sister or other people in. Thanks. All right? Now, I know that sounds very simplistic, and I know it sounds impossible to do when you're angry, but I have to tell you that if you practice it, all right, you rehearse, you might be able to come up with a much more assertive way to communicate in such a way that the individual can't attack you back. Now, simply speaking, most people only know how to communicate in two different ways. Either they become aggressive, either verbally or physically, or they suck it in and actually just don't respond. In other words, they swallow it. Neither one of those systems work very well. The assertive approach is where you say what you need to say, and both people walk away not feeling hurt. Again, not easy to achieve, but I believe it is possible with rehearsal and practice. So now, I gave you one little hint today, my number one tip, and that is I statements. You have to use the I statements as much as you can, and it has to follow this format. Do not change the format. I feel blank, fill it in, because this happened, fill that in, and I would feel much better if that happened, fill it in. Okay, it's Dr. Gerter. Good luck, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. We'll be right back.